Still to see if the boys have narrowed the gap with the girls in terms of high performance. However, all the predictions seem to suggest the girls will once again come out on top. Now, what happens if things haven't gone according to plan? Well, Brenda Barr is from the Career Service with the Department of Finance, and indeed, she's available to speak to us on this busy morning. Brenda, good morning.
Good morning.
So it should first and foremost be a morning of celebration for any young 16-year-old who's been through the ringer, studying for maybe 8 or 9 or 10 exams, getting results today. If you've got a half-decent label alongside it, anything from, you know, an A star down indeed to an E, you've done some work. If you've got A star to C, you should really be thinking that I'm proud of my achievements.
I think every young person should be proud of whatever achievement they've got today, if they've put in the work, and congratulations to those that have.
Would you say, however, that someone who gets a D or an E has put in the work?
Yes, indeed they have. It's no mean feat to achieve a grade at GCSE.
So every grade counts as far as keeping the enthusiasm to the fore and the confidence up of young people. But they will be looking, they'll be hoping for higher grades. And if they, first of all, get the higher, the star grades, the A stars, the A's and the B's, young people like that will automatically be considering continuing at school, am I right?
That's one of their options, yeah, for someone who has A stars at GCSEs is staying on at school. There are obviously other options that are open to them as well.
And just remind me of some of the other options.
The other option would be a further education college. I mean, A-levels aren't just exactly for everyone. They can go to and study a course at the FE colleges. They can go into training. They could perhaps take up an apprenticeship or look for employment as well.
And the advice to young people this morning, the results, first of all, are they already out? Do they wait till they arrive at the post? Do they go to their school? Do they log on? How do they find out?
Most young people will go to their school this morning. All schools at various times, from 8:30 to 9 to 9:30, and they will go to their school and get their grades.
So there's no logging on system for the 16-year-olds?
No logging on system for them.
And do they have to sort of hold their breath as they go into the school and wait for a teacher to say, right, Jimmy Jones, you have as follows? Is it up on a notice board where everybody gawks and says, oh, look, I got 6 A stars and 3 A's and you got 7 C's and a D? Is that the way it works?
No, in all the schools that I would work in, it's very confidential. It's in an envelope. The young person's handed the envelope by their teacher, and the option is either to open it there, open it with their friends, take it home and open it at home. It really is their choice where they will open that envelope.
And there isn't the possibility of it being posted out. You have to go and run the gauntlet.
Some schools probably will post out, but the majority of schools, kids aren't going to be prepared to wait for the post. Some posts don't come to 11:30, some posts don't come to 1:00. Children want their results along with their friends at 9:30 this morning.
You see, that's the way it is, isn't it? You know, the confidence of the modern day child. I would have been running the other direction in case I was embarrassed, because I would have been embarrassed. But Brenda, young people today are so much more focused, and I think this is a commentary on how they're taught in the modern age. They have a game plan from they start school until they leave, the majority of them. Then if they follow some form of plan, there is a beginning, middle and end to it, as opposed to when I was at school, you were just battered through and, you know, you were never encouraged, and generally, you know, I just have horrible memories of facing exams in school. But I'm of that age. So the people of today don't think like that.
No, young people are well clued in. They've plenty of opportunity to do research. Their schools are very good. The career service help as well. And shaping the young person and hopefully making them better career planners so that they know what is ahead of them.
And they shouldn't under any circumstances feel deflated or panic-stricken this morning.
No, and if they are feeling deflated or panic-stricken, that's where we're here to help as a career service. I mean, there are various ways they can get to ourselves. They can phone us if they want to talk to us. They can log on and have a careers web chat. I'm actually covering the web chat myself this morning. So that's an opportunity for a young person. If they've got a question or they are panicking, or they can call into one of the local offices and speak face-to-face with the careers advisor that they've saw in school.
And what sort of questions would you be asked this morning on the web? Would they be typing in to you?
There could be anything. I mean, what I do with the grades I've got, I've done better than I thought, I've done worse than I've thought, could be anything.
A lot of them, of course, have already chosen the A-levels they're going to do. Do they need to get a specific grade at GCSE to continue with that A-level?
Certain schools, yeah. Some schools will insist on a C, some will insist on a B, some will insist on an A, and that varies right across the board depending on the school that they're looking to get into or looking to go back to.
Yeah, so but as opposed to keeping in mind that some 16-year-olds might be listening with their parents, you know, let's talk reality here. If you are doing, for example, maths and you have a C in it, there is no way you're going to be able to do A-level maths.
My advice to someone who has a C in maths is speak to their maths teacher. The maths teacher knows that individual, knows how they will cope with an A-level in maths, and are better placed to say, yes, you can do maths, or no, I would advise you to take something else. That's where I would leave that one.
Aye, but you know in your heart of hearts, as I know, that if you only get a C, you haven't got the quality to be an A-level student in most subjects.
I haven't studied A-level maths, so I wouldn't like to comment on that.
Oh, Brenda, you're far too diplomatic. So I'm going to put it another way. The kids who are going to be doing A-levels in subjects have this morning got an A star or an A, and the occasional one will have a B. Apart from that, you shouldn't be thinking about doing A-levels in subjects that you've achieved less than a B in.
Again, that's very, very individual to the school. Some schools will accept you with a C in a GCSE to study an A-level.
Yeah, but that's because they want you back to be at the school. It couldn't possibly be for the betterment of the child who's going to find it such a slog to get to an A-level standard if they can't get to the higher standard at GCSE.
Again, it's a few years since I've done A-levels, and probably yourself. I wouldn't comment on A-levels. I would, again, would advise them to speak to their school and speak to their teacher.
Yeah, it is a few years from I've done A-levels, but it's not a few years from I've watched, you know, the relevant ages go through schools,
mm-hmm, yeah.
Including my own daughter. And I just wonder how anyone who's getting a C today in a subject could be good enough to get a worthwhile grade in A-level 2 years from now. I'm simply asking the question, Brenda. I don't know the answer, but I'm more than happy to have the answer from any teacher who maybe is not back at school yet and who might be listening to the programme. They'll be out and about, they'll be celebrating tonight, the young people, rightly so, because they are all achievers in their own way, and that has to be factored in.
It does indeed, yeah. I would congratulate any young person who's put the effort in and got the grades that they were hoping on today, yeah.
And Brenda, your website again, your telephone number, just remind us, please.
The website is www.nidirect.gov.uk/careers. They can get the web chat there. They can also get the address of their local office. Or alternatively, if there's a parent or whatever at home wants to ring in, it's 0300 200 7820, and we're available till 8 o'clock tonight.
Lovely job. You'll be busy, Brenda. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
That is Brenda Barr, very diplomatic Brenda Barr from the Career Service with the Department of Finance. Your opinions are very welcome indeed. And could you let us know how you've been doing? Have you already got your results yet? Maybe some schools open from 8:30 this morning. Is there a lot of joy jumping going on, or are there forlorn faces? You know the number. 90-333-105. 077-66-105-105.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Here for you.